Bez Hashem, we continue Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph. We're at the end of Ois Chav Beis, Hashir number 37, Yud Beis Adar, Toshin Pei Aleph, February 24th, 2021. Ben Yoyna told us yesterday a very important point, that Busha, as we're discussing this Midah, this principle of Tshuva, Busha, embarrassment, is a Chelek of Tshuva. Shaul HaMelech was embarrassed. Shaul HaMelech did not want to discuss approaching the Kohanim to Shmuel HaNavi, even though in the previous pasuk he says he tried, but he did not want to repeat that in the conversation to Shmuel because he was responsible. He had to partake in the destruction of the Kohanim with the mice of David and Doeg, so he was embarrassed. That busha, as we said yesterday, is what Shaul HaMelech was told by Shmuel HaNavi, Imi b'michitzasi, you will be with me, Imi b'michitzasi, you have a kapara. Busha wipes away aveiros. The question is, how does a person reach this madrega? How does a person reach this madrega of being embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he did something wrong? We gave a mashal of a person, should only be a mashal, shouldn't be real, of a person who slips. It's very, at least where we live here, it's very icy and slippery outside. And we said one of the first things a person does when he slips, he doesn't try to get up right away. He looks around to see, did anybody see me? Because he's embarrassed. Especially if he's carrying something that falls everywhere and it makes a noise and everyone turns around. It's more embarrassing. How does a person develop a busha, embarrassment in front of Hashem for the averus that he did? Which will be a protection not to do averus in the future. It'll be a tshuva for the past as well as a protection for the future. How does a person work on this? So the same way a person knows there's a reality that he's in front of people, a person has to create the reality that he's in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His conscience, his awareness has to be such that he knows he's always in front of Hashem. V'yasig odom madrega sabusha bizboideid lachshoiv begdulas Hashem. Ben Yoina answers this question and says a person has to be misboideid lachshoiv begdulas Hashem. Seclude himself. Put himself aside from other people. When the person wants to be misboideid, when the person wants to contemplate and think about the greatness of Hashem, you don't want to do this with people around you. You want to be walking by yourself. You take a nice walk on the street, in the forest, wherever it is. There's no one around, and you just look around the beautiful. You go to an orchard, whatever it is, something you see, the beauty of Hashem's creation. And you have to work in this. It doesn't happen one day. It doesn't happen over a week. It's a life's challenge. Rav Avigdor Milodzatzal would do this every single day. And you stop and you look at the flowers and you look at the tulips and you see that when it's cold outside, the tulips are closed. By night they close and by day they open up. And the more a person works in this, he creates this awareness of the reality Hashem is standing in front of him at all times. And the person has to be thinking, Kamurabu ras mamres piv. How wicked it is, how severe it is for a person to defy the words of Hashem. Hashem says to do a mitzvah. Hashem says, don't do something. And the person says, I don't care. I'll do it anyway. And the person has to contemplate all these things, that Hashem knows everything he's thinking, all the reasons behind why a person's doing something, Hashem is aware of all of this. Rabbi Yonah is telling us the way to incorporate busha into our everyday life. The same way a person, he turns around to see, did anyone see me? If he might have fallen, so too he can create this reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in him every single second of the day as well. If I can suggest another approach, which is discussed by others, is that with brachos. You make a bracha. Let's focus on the word, probably one of the easiest words in the whole bracha. And try this. Try this once a day. Tell yourself, this bracha, I'm going to try to focus on this. The bracha of Ata. The bracha of Ata. When you say Baruch Ata, when you say Baruch Ata, focus. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're talking straight to Hashem. That also builds this reality that you're right in front of Hashem.